This just in, Tyler here with the Mighty Noob Studios crew with breaking news. This year at GamesCon 2010, things have gone off the hook and games have been flying off the shelves. First up, we have to talk about Cataclysm Collector's Edition. Here's Travis with the news. Travis.
Cataclysm Collector's Edition comes with an exclusive behind-the-scenes DVD with over an hour of development, interviews, commentaries, discussion of games, everything you can think of. Also comes with a soundtrack from all of the games, an art book of over 176 pages of art included from Blizzard's, everything that you can think of from there. It comes with, whoa, never guess this, the game, also 60 trading card games, a full-size rulebook on how to play, an in-game pet about from Deathwing, obviously the in-game mini Deathwing pet, and a mouse pad of Deathwing.
Guys, what are your takes on this?
Personally, I'm really excited. I think this is going to be the first World of Warcraft expansion that I'm going to pre-order, and I'm extremely looking forward to the soundtrack, because I love the soundtracks from the game, and the little Deathwing pet, obviously. Jason?
I just want the mouse pad, because I don't have one.
Alright. Fair enough, guys. In other news, here's Jason with news on Resistance 3.
Alright, making a short trailer into an even shorter story, the trailer's a live-action skit of refugees jumping on a train to what looks like New York. You can see the aliens in the background every now and then, and the whole world looks pretty much like the Barons. Sadly, there's no Barons chat. Finally, the train stops, aliens attack, people shoot them, everything dies, and that's it. Sure, it's not an exciting trailer, but it's a nice tease of what's to come. Rumors point to a more Left 4 Dead type Resistance, and others think it'll be the same as Origins.
Thanks, Jason. For more on more news, Mass Effect 2, the most acclaimed game of 2010, released earlier this year and talked about on the Mighty Noob Studios Big Show, is coming to the PS3. Yes, that's right, PS3 owners are getting their first chance to ever play the Mass Effect series. Microsoft has stated that the PS3 version will be revamped to use the Blu-ray capabilities, will be on one disc, and run at a smoother frame rate than the Xbox 360 counterpart, but it'll have no downloadable content and will not have the service network. But Mass Effect 1 is still saying Xbox 360 PC exclusive. In other news, Dragon Age 2 has been have released and a new trailer. Here's Rob with more info.
So Dragon Age 2, probably my favorite game of recent times. Gotta say, I love the trailer. March 8th is the release date. For consoles, they're planning on using an updated battle system that's more console friendly, but they're keeping it the same for PCs. However, one thing that has half the fans in uproar is the fact that the character that you play as is no longer customizable. You're gonna play as a set character with a name, just like in Mass Effect. However, if you watch the trailer, you kind of don't feel that bad anymore because of how awesome the guy looks. One thing I noticed, the guy uses blood magic, and he's a warrior. Something I'm really looking forward to. Back to you, Tyler.
Thanks, Rob. The music industry in gaming has become a brilliant child of one. With recent sales of Guitar Hero and Rock Band sailing through the roof, everyone knows Rock Band 3 is just around the corner. Here's Jason for more info on it.
Alright, here's a long one. I'm sure everyone knows about the basic gameplay of Rock Band, so I'll just skip all that. First, there's a new instrument, the keyboard. I'm sure a lot of pianists will love the feature as they no longer have to turn their guitar on its side and play like a piano. The keyboard can also be plugged into your computer as a MIDI. This brings us to new instrument features. First up, the drums. They'll have three extra cymbals for a new feature called Pro Mode, which allows you to play all the songs and all the instruments the exact way they're played in real life. The drum set can also be plugged into your computer similar to the keyboard. The beloved guitar will also feature a Pro Mode with either a million little buttons or motion tracking technology, which will track your fingers on the frets, so you can play like pros. The guitar will also be able to plug into an amplifier as an actual first-act type guitar.
Thanks, Jason. And in more news, Bioshock 3, or called Bioshock Infinite, has been announced. This is a prequel that, as far as we know, has no correlation with the original two Bioshocks. This is made by the people who made the original Bioshock. It takes place in a city in the sky called Columbia, and it will take place during the year of 1912. There is no other news on this except that this main character, unlike the first main character, Jack, will actually have a purpose, a name, and dialogue of his own. This is definitely something we at Mighty Noob Studios will be keeping an eye on and give you the latest updates as soon as it comes out. In the wind, Elder Scrolls 5 has been the dream of most gamers. With Elder Scrolls 4 being one of the most proclaimed launch titles in the Xbox 360, Elder Scrolls 5 has been a want of many gamers. Here's Rob, an avid Oblivion fan, with more info. Rob?
Alright. Unfortunately, a lot of the information I have cannot be confirmed. However, I do have many clues pointing to. I was told by a little birdie that Elder Scrolls V is set to hit in 2010. However, this birdie was not nice enough to give me any solid info. However, in recent times, ZeniMax Studios, or ZeniMax Developer, which is the designer of Oblivion and other games, recently trademarked Skyrim, which everyone will know is one of the many countries set in the Elder Scrolls world. However, much of the dialogue within Elder Scrolls 4 points to the Somerset Isles, so if you go on any Bethesda forum, you will see giant nerd rage as to whether or not it's Skyrim or Somerset Isles. Travis, what do you think?
I'm excited for this, like how I was excited and enjoyed and loved the first one. I would love to see this one and all its prettiness, environments.
Jason.
I don't know what to say. All Elder Scrolls have been good so far. The first one I played was Morrowind, and I loved that one, and Oblivion was awesome, too, so I just can't wait.
All I gotta say is I hope wherever Elder Scrolls takes place, it has cooperative multiplayer, so you can quest with your friends. That's my only thing, because Elder Scrolls 4 was an amazing game. It would have been even more amazing with friends. And that's all there is for this breaking news episode of Mighty Noob Studios. Be sure to check out our Facebook page for more breaking news info, and also stay tuned for the big show, which we'll be posting out every 2 weeks now since the gaming season is starting to come into play. Thank you all for listening. Have a great night. This is Tyler, signing out.
Peace.